Well, we just got to continue executing as we go down the field. Obviously, you know, the yards are there, but we have to, you know, convert on some third downs and then get in the red area and score touchdowns. It's plain and simple. Well, really, last week was the first week not throwing touchdowns. So, you know, I'm not about taking chances, risking the ball. I think the number one priority is taking care of the football. Whenever you start turning the football over, you know, I learned the hard way in a playoff game last year, you really don't give yourself a chance to win. So even as frustrated as we are trying to score touchdowns in the red area, you still don't want to take points off the board. You know, so it's us getting back, you know, working hard at it and just executing it when it comes to game time. Well, there's only so much time, really. I mean, you know, usually you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not to mention, you know, your off day and the day before that. So, you know, everything's really condensed. So today we put our entire game plan in. Usually you can spread that over 3 days. So right now there's a lot going on in everybody's head, really. And you got to, you know, watch the walkthrough, go back over it, you know, talk about it, and then, you know, still get on that game plan and start, you know, because you can only run so many plays in a walkthrough. You're not going to run them all. So, you know, I think, you know, get back in there, and there's a lot of stuff that you got to do on your own. Yeah, well, a lot of these guys, you know, Jay obviously playing against him for a lot of years, but also, you know, you got Josh Shitton, who we acquired, you know, got from them, so he has a lot of insight as far as their players are concerned. Jay, more schematically, obviously Dom Caber has been coaching for a long time, you know, so there's a lot of different looks that he presents, and like you said, on a short week, that kind of presents the challenge in itself.